Next, the story of eight-state Hurricane Kate. This is the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. A cattle dog, Hurricane Kate, survived Hurricane Katrina. She found her way into the home and heart of Jenny Pavlovic, who tried valiantly to try to learn where Kate had come from and who might be missing her. Kate was rescued in Louisiana and adopted by Jenny. Jenny then drove the two of them 1,200 miles north from Louisiana to Minnesota. The two traversed eight states. That's how Kate became eight-state Hurricane Kate. Minnesota is Jenny's home. Jenny Pavlovic tells Kate's story in the book Eight-State Hurricane Kate, The Journey and Legacy of a Katrina Cattle Dog. Since its publication last year, it's won accolades from many quarters. This year, it was the gold medal winner in the Independent Publisher Book Awards. Its honors last year include a bronze medal from Forward Magazine and a nomination by the Dog Writers Association for self-published books. Jenny Pavlovic is donating at least half of the profits from sales of the book to the Eight-State Kate Fund to provide financial relief for animals in desperate situations. You'll find more about Jenny Pavlovic and Kate online at www.8statekate.net. Jenny, good to talk with you. How are you?
Great. Good afternoon.
What eventually were you able to learn about Kate and where she'd come from?
Well, I still don't know. I'm still wondering if someone's out there missing her or if they survived the storm or not. I do think she had a family before, but I haven't been able to find out who it was.
Yeah. Have you found a few clues along the way, though?
Her paperwork when she was rescued said that she was rescued near the 17th Street Canal in New Orleans, but it also said that she was male. So we're thinking that maybe the paperwork got mixed up. Yeah. And the people that brought her into the facility where we were taking care of rescued animals in Gonzales, Louisiana, said that they told one of the people working there that she had come from Plaquemines Parish, which is south of New Orleans and where they have range cattle, and it's a more rural area. So it makes sense that she might have come from down there.
Yeah.
I've since visited there, and I've gone to the rescues there and talked to people, and I haven't been able. I placed an ad in the paper down there.
Yeah.
And I never found out.
Yeah. Well, maybe, you know, as eight-state Hurricane Kate continues to circulate, maybe someone will come forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and it's something that I may never know.
Right.
But if it was my dog and I was out there still wondering, I'd want to be able to know. So that's been part of the whole journey with her, wondering where she came from.
It was several days after Hurricane Katrina hit that you headed south from your home in Minnesota to Louisiana, and you mentioned you got to Gonzales, a city between Baton Rouge and New Orleans. Once you arrived there, at the Lamar Dixon Expo Center, you signed in and you headed for one of the barns on the grounds. What was the scene like there?
It was like a big fairground, and they were bringing in animals. There were lines of vehicles coming in every evening with animals that had been rescued in New Orleans and down by the coast area. And there were two open-air barns full of dogs. There were other buildings that had cats, and there were also some horses and goats and other animals. So it really was kind of a crazy place at that time, and it was hot and humid, and when I arrived there, it was pouring down rain. Mm-hmm. So it was a busy place. It was a chaotic place. It was something where you kind of had to figure out what to do and make sense out of it and just keep going because there wasn't a lot of direction there. And there were a lot of I pretty much spent most of my time there in one aisle of one barn because you would go in and start taking care of dogs, and it would be the whole day and the whole night. So.
Yeah.
It was, it was really sad, but you had to just keep going.
Yeah, you met some terrific people through the course of this journey. Tell us maybe about another volunteer, a woman from Missouri named Jay.
Well, when I first saw Jay, she was wearing a kind of a costume, like a Barbie doll costume, and that's not her personality at all. But she was just trying to. Lighten things up a little bit, and she was a really hard worker. I got to know her a little bit. during the time that we overlapped there. And she lives in, I think, southwestern Missouri and kind of has her own rescue group there. Or her, she does her own rescue work back home. And I just got to know her a little bit more after we both got home and we had emailed each other and haven't seen her in person since our time there. But I think she's a really dedicated person, you know, just one of those kind of maybe people that didn't get a lot of attention themselves but really did a lot of hard work and helped a lot of animals.
There were people from all over the country, including firefighters from New York. And also, maybe you just tell us very quickly about the family that gave you a place to stay while you were there.
Oh, there was a family in Baton Rouge, and I had I had gotten on Craigslist to try to find out what supplies were needed down there. And there was a man on Craigslist that told me about it, and I corresponded with him a little bit, and he ended up offering me a place in his family's home to stay. Their son let me stay in his room, his bedroom, so I had a place to shower every night in an air-conditioned place. And they were just a wonderful family. Their picture is in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back and saw them last year, visited them again, and they thanked me for not turning out to be an axe murderer. You know, it was a risk for them, too, to let a stranger stay in their home, but it turned out to be a great friendship.
Sure. I'm sure you probably said the feeling is mutual.
Yeah, because I didn't know.
Right.
You know,
yeah, you didn't know what lie ahead either, did you?
We Googled each other and kind of checked each other out.
So how did you meet Kate?
Well, I was volunteering. Like I said, I was mostly in that one aisle of the barn all the time and didn't even really know what was going on the next aisle over. But a woman named Connie from Washington State had volunteered there for quite a while, and she was pretty outspoken. And she came over and grabbed me late one night to go over. She thought there were people stealing dogs, and she wanted me to go over there and help her chase them out of there. And you know, I didn't know what I was going to do if I found somebody chasing or trying to steal dogs, because I figured they were probably tougher than I was. But we went over, and it turned out to be a false alarm. And on the way back, in a different aisle, I saw this cattle dog. And if it weren't for Connie, I probably never would have even seen her. She was an older dog, and I had cattle dogs at home. And Connie had been there when she came in, and had written that she needed special food because her teeth were all broken, and Connie knew a little bit about her, so that's when I first found Kate. And she didn't have a name, and she didn't have any known address or tags or microchip or anything, so Kate's the name that we ended up giving her.
Yeah, and how did you decide you would adopt her?
Well, I was watching what was happening, and they started exporting dogs by plane to different shelters around the country that had offered to take care of them and hopefully enlist them on Pet Finder, and hopefully their original families would be found and they would be returned to their original families. And Kate wasn't getting selected to be put on a plane, and I didn't know that she would survive a trip on a plane. I think she had some health problems. Well, I know now that she did.
Yeah.
At the time, I thought she had some health problems, and she was an older dog, and I thought that would be really hard on her. So I started keeping an eye on her, and then we all had to evacuate for Hurricane Rita, and I didn't know what was going to happen to her. I didn't want her to go on a plane, and I ended up going through a pretty tedious process of paperwork to foster her back in Minnesota, and I did list her on Pet Finder and hoped to find out who had lost her.
Yeah. We only have about a minute and a half left here, but what lessons did Katrina, then Rita, in Katrina's wake provide in terms of animal evacuation and rescue?
Well, I ended up being down there last year in New Orleans for a Katrina animal memorial service on the third anniversary, and we had to evacuate for Gustav.
Mm.
And it was kind of the all-stars of Katrina animal rescue at this function, and the people from Mutt Shack were there, and they've done a lot of work in the last few years to get refrigerated semis lined up to take animals to shelters next to the Red Cross shelters when they have to evacuate and people can't take their own pets. I think a lot of people have learned to not take their pets behind or not leave their pets behind if there, you know, if there's any way that they can avoid that, and to plan ahead. But also Mutt Shack is there. And for Gustav, things went so much differently. People were more prepared. They were leaving ahead of time, even though it turned out to be not as bad of a hurricane as Katrina for most of the area. The Animal Rescue New Orleans shelter got completely wiped out by Gustav, but they had left, I think, a day or two ahead of that. So a lot of lessons have been learned, and groups like Muttshack and Noah's Wish and other groups who specialize in helping in disasters have helped educate people a lot, too.
Yeah, but it's really important to be prepared. Mm-hmm. No matter where you are, you don't have to be in hurricane territory. You can have an emergency crop up anywhere at any time.
No, and we've had flooding occur in the Midwest.
Right.
It surprised people, and I know you've had that in Illinois, too. So.
Yeah. Well, Jenny, thank you very much for talking with us this afternoon. Maybe at some point in the future we'll have you on for a longer spell.
Sure, that would be great. And there's a video that shows Kate for anybody that might wonder. It's on your website, and it's also on my website.
Yeah, it's a wonderful video, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
It'll bring a tear to your eye, though.
Yeah.
Bittersweet story.
So, well, she was safe and loved after Katrina, so that's...
Yeah.
A lot of the animals were, and a lot of people cared, so that's one of the good things that came out of it.
Yeah. There we've got a wrap.